In this bulletin, the Victorian hotel quarantine worker infected with coronavirus has been confirmed to have the more contagious UK variant. Face masks to be mandatory in Western Australia beyond the five-day lockdown. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympics chief refuses to resign after saying women talk too much. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Genomic sequencing has confirmed an Australian open quarantine guard with coronavirus contracted the highly infectious UK variant from someone staying at the hotel he was working at. Victoria is reporting its first day without any new local COVID-19 cases since the 26-year-old man broke the state's 28-day streak. All of his close social and household contacts are so far tested negative. Australian open officials are expecting the results for 12 people later today, after 495 players and staff involved in the tournament returned negative results. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says authorities are still trying to work out how the virus was transmitted when the guard followed all infection control protocols.
Droplet spread is managed when you're more than a metre and a half away and you're wearing PPE, but airborne spread, aerosolised particles can move even further than that. So we just need to be as precautionary as we possibly can. We'll re-examine that. But at the moment, we're confident it's not been picked up in the community. It's been picked up from one of the residents in the hotel.
Some Western Australians will be required to continue wearing face masks while out in public for another week after they emerge from lockdown. A five-day lockdown will be lifted in the Perth, Peel and southwest regions tonight if no further local cases of COVID-19 are identified. But interim rules will continue to apply in the Perth and Peel regions until the 14th of February, including the mandatory wearing of masks in all public settings except when strenuously exercising outdoors. Premier Mark McGowan says private gatherings will also be limited to 20 people, and hospitality, entertainment, retail and fitness venues will have a maximum capacity of 150 people.
I wish we could just snap back immediately to the life we had last week. But doing so would be too risky. It would be irresponsible. I don't want a situation where we have to endure community transmission and the severe restrictions that brings. I don't want a rolling long-term lockdown. We have to do everything we can to prevent that.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded zero local cases for the 19th consecutive day. It's also the first time since November the 25th last year that the state has reported zero local or overseas acquired cases on the same day. Limits on international arrivals to Australia and the future of the hotel quarantine system will be the main topics of conversation at today's National Cabinet meeting. The leaders are expected to decide whether to raise the number of international arrivals to help more stranded Australians get home, after it was temporarily halved to try to stop the spread of more infectious variants of coronavirus. Meanwhile, COVID-19 outbreaks stemming from hotel quarantine in Brisbane, Perth and Melbourne are prompting calls from some for a major rethink of the system. Leaders will also discuss Australia's economic recovery, the vaccine rollout and the ongoing shortage of seasonal workers. Lawyers for Donald Trump have rejected a request from Democrats that the former president testify in next week's Senate impeachment trial. The Democrats now have to decide whether to try to compel Mr. Trump's testimony with a subpoena. Lawyers for Mr. Trump say the invitation to testify is a public relations stunt. A two-thirds majority of the 100-member Senate would have to support the charge to convict Mr. Trump of inciting insurrection. To Sport, an organisation promoting women's participation in sport, says there's a sense of disbelief among athletes after Tokyo Olympics chief Yoshiro Mori made sexist comments. The 83-year-old has received backlash on social media for comments he made at a Japanese Olympic Committee meeting this week, saying if the number of female board members were increased, their speaking time would have to be restricted as women talk too much. He since apologised for his comments, but says he won't resign. Women's Sports Trust Chief Executive Tammy Parler says she hopes the incident promotes discussion about the need for more diversity and inclusion in leadership positions.
This sort of attitude and these sort of comments have been happening behind the scenes for years, for decades. And that the fact that it's actually getting called out now is really positive in my view.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 28. Adelaide, showers and windy 20. Melbourne, rain and storms, windy 27. Hobart, rain developing 26. Canberra, showers increasing 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy 26. Sydney, mostly sunny 29. Newcastle, sunny 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy 30. Cairns, shower or two 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, also 31. This is SBS News.